Coffeehouse at the School of Music tonight, Friday, October 13th, welcomes the Brothers in Farms, duo of Gene Curry and Sandy Matches and Tim Rannard. Doors open at 7 p.m. Music at 7:30 p.m. $10 suggested donation at the door. Tea, coffee and sweets available. Flair on the Coast, Saturday, October 14th, 10 a.m. to noon at the Rockwood Center in Sechelt, will be an open forum welcoming everyone to share their stories or a one-on-one. Flair is completely non-profit. They offer a wig library for loans of wigs, plus headscarves, etc. This cancer support group welcomes both men and women receiving cancer treatment, have been through it or a caregiver in the Pender Harbor, Egmont area to join. For more information, please call 604-883-0660 or email flarenpender@gmail.com. Saturday, October 14, Earth Fair Store welcomes the multi-talented George Connell, author, musician, poet, reading a collection of poetry, Out of My Mind. Come enjoy this reading and book signing from 1 to 3 p.m. Art Crawl, 3 days of fantastic sensory overload starts Friday, October 20, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with venues throughout the Sunshine Coast. Maps available at retailers and info centers. Not to be missed, four of our own local artists will be at Sarah Ray Hall in Garden Bay. The four artists work in paint, photography, and ceramics, number 182 to number 185 in the guide, are supported by members of the SWH Art Group. This was a very popular stop last year, and promises to be a varied and interesting show and a great place to start your crawl this year. Ladies' Night at the Legion Saturday, October 21st, dance to live music with Eddie Edrick, a $1,000 Calcutta, jewelry auction and dinner. Ticket $65 at the Legion. The next in the Pender Harbor Music Society's concert series is Sunday, October 22nd when Crystal Dos Santos, a two-time Western Canadian Music Award-winning soul, jazz and R&B singer takes the stage at the School of Music. Tickets available at the PHMS webpage. A town hall meeting, in person, hosted by FARA Sunday, October 22, PH Community Hall, 1 to 3 p.m. for all residents interested and concerned about your community and where your voice can be heard. FARA is a community-based nonprofit that is your voice for local governance issues. Updates on ongoing issues, the dock management plan, name changes, derelict boats, the illegal encampment on Garden Bay Road and others. New issues will include the future of our community gardens, the proposed implementation of Section 7 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. The Pender Harbor Health Center will provide an update on the search for a new doctor and a community wellness study that provides some ideas on what might be possible for the future of our community. Other topics include revisiting incorporation, the Garden Bay Pub property, and the Ocean Cleanup Project. An open mic will give you the chance to put your concerns on the table, have them discussed and if possible, put into action. Check out our website www.fara.ca. The Pender Harbor Blues Society's 13th Annual Halloween Howl is Saturday, October 28. Tickets on sale now at Earth Fair Store and online at www.phblues.ca. The Pender Harbor Food Bank plays a crucial role in our community by providing essential support to over 200 families and individuals in need. In these challenging times, their services are more critical than ever. That is why the Rotary Club of Pender Harbor is committing the proceeds from both the October and November activities to support their mission. Buy your tickets at penderharborrotary.rafflenexus.com or Google Pender Harbor Rotary Club. The Bargain Barn has a huge stock of DVDs. Starting Wednesday, October 11th, for a limited time all DVDs will be half price at $1 each, or $25 for $20. Stock up your winter movies while supplies last. Contact me with your news, information, and events at dillasan@hotmail.com.